We're talking with Kim Vanneman, who's the Secretary of Agriculture for South Dakota, one of the participants here at this Mid-American State Departments of Agriculture conference, summer conference, being hosted by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. Kim, tell me, first of all, give me a little bit of background of your journey through agriculture to get to this spot as the new Secretary of Agriculture in South Dakota.
Okay, glad to do that. I have a great passion for agriculture. I grew up on a ranch outside of Chamberlain, South Dakota. Was out helping my dad. I was kind of his right-hand man and just always had a love for agriculture. And that led me to South Dakota State University, where I received an ag business degree, met my husband, which I say is the best thing about college. And we are back on his family's farm, which was in 2009. We were a century farm, so 110 years. And we have three grown children, and our son and daughter-in-law are transitioning into the farming operation, so we have yet another generation coming on to the Vanneman family farms, and we're really excited and proud of that.
What got you interested in that political arena to be involved to become the Secretary of Ag?
Right. I guess probably my first passion and love is agriculture, but the second is probably politics. And I actually did spend 4 years, or 6 years, excuse me, in the South Dakota State Legislature in the House of Representatives. All 6 years, I was on the House Ag Committee, and the last 2 years, I actually chaired that committee. And so I've just had a little bit of a passion and inkling for the political side as well, and combining that with agriculture to be able to promote agriculture through the political avenues.
So you're kind of a pro in a lot of ways, and you obviously caught the eye of the governor as he came in and the new administration, and your role began what, in January?
Yes, I became South Dakota Secretary of Ag in January, and actually our new governor, Governor Kristi Noem, her and I were freshman legislators together in South Dakota, and then she went on after 4 years and became our congressional representative out in Washington, and then has come back and is now governor. So,
as you've served in this role as Secretary of Agriculture, I guess you're really kind of going through that cycle and trying to get your arms around the job.
Right, I am. I'll tell you, it's been wonderful. I have a fantastic staff. They've been just shepherding me through and getting me, finding my way and that. And we're already kind of kicking off some things, and I've got my focus areas. And it's been great. Once we got through the legislative session, I've had a chance to get out and meet with producers and commodity groups and connect with everybody. So really enjoying that.
Tell me about the spring and early summer in South Dakota as far as ag.
Well, I'll tell you, it's tough everywhere, and I actually drove down here to Oklahoma City for this meeting and could not believe how much water is standing in fields from all the way from South Dakota down to Oklahoma City, and it's definitely historic time and that, but I know the producers in Oklahoma and Kansas and Nebraska are just like the producers in South Dakota. They're tough, and they're resilient, and they'll figure out ways to get through this tough cycle.
What do you think the policy priorities of producers in your state are right now?
Well, I think everybody's just kind of, hanging on and doing pretty good. We are very grateful, with the moving that date from November 1st up to September 1st on being able to harvest the prevent plant crops and that. So, everybody's just kind of watching and seeing where they can, make up and find feed for their livestock and make this thing work.
I guess what, you're going to have your share of prevented planted acres?
Yes, we certainly will. There's the eastern part of the state in particularly is going to have a lot of prevented plant acres. Yep.
I guess working for the new governor in South Dakota, Governor Noem, she's got pretty good knowledge of agriculture from her time, I guess, both the State House but also in D.C. You've got a knowledgeable governor you're working for.
Absolutely, I do. I feel very fortunate. And not only her experience in Washington and being on the Ag Committee out there and the Appropriations Committee, but she's a producer herself. I mean, she was born and raised on a farm and ranch, and so she really understands exactly what everybody's going through in the difficult times as well as when we see the brighter times ahead. So South Dakota is very, very fortunate. Agriculture is our number one industry. We're a $25.6 billion economic impact in our state, and to have a governor that has that passion and knowledge and roots in agriculture is pretty exciting.
I guess what your involvement here with the National National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, I'll get it right in a minute. you get to network a lot with your fellow state secretaries and commissioners, and there's strength in numbers, obviously.
Absolutely. This is a great organization, and really had the opportunity in Washington, D.C. in February to meet up with your commissioner, Blaine Arthur, and she's phenomenal, as well as some of the others that I've met, and their commissioners, secretaries, directors, everybody goes by a little bit different title. But it's really great because you can bounce some things off, and everybody doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. So when we can share ideas and network and help each other out, it's a win-win for agriculture.